Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do one more dua under this chapter that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite when he would mount his conveyance. An Ali ibn Rabi'a qala shahidtu Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu utiya bidabbatin liyarkabaha falamma wada'a rijlahu fir rikab qala bismillah فلما استوى على ظهرها قال الحمد لله الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون ثم قال الحمد لله 3 مرات ثم قال الله أكبر 3 مرات ثم قال سبحانك إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت ثم ضحك فقيل يا أمير المؤمنين من أي شيء ضحكت قال رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعل كما فعلت ثم ضحك فقلت يا رسول الله من أي شيء ضحكت قال إن ربك تعالى يعجب من عبده إذا قال اغفر لي ذنوبي يعلم أنه لا يغفر الذنوب غيري رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن وفي بعض النسخ حسن صحيح وهذا لفظ أبي داود. Hazrat Ali ibn Rabi'a narrates that I once saw an animal brought to Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu to ride. When he placed his foot in the stirrup, so first lesson we learn is Hazrat Ali ibn Rabi'a radiyallahu anhu, he was observing what was happening and he was learning from what he observed as far as his seniors in deen is concerned. Yeah, he was looking at Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu and he monitored this whole process that took place. An animal was brought, how Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu mounted the animal, what he read, we'll explain this just now. But the first lesson for us to learn is that they would look, Sahaba, Tabi'in, the pious, they would look at the seniors in their time as far as deen is concerned. They didn't look to see who was the best footballer of the time and what he's wearing and what's his hairstyle, who's the best cricket player, who's the rugby player, the best player. That all didn't interest them. What interested them is, as far as deen is concerned, who is the senior of our time? Let's look at his actions and let's learn from him as far as deen is concerned. So he's explaining that I once saw an animal brought to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to ride. When he placed his foot in the stirrup, he said, in the name of Allah. When he sat upright on its back, he said, all praise be to Allah. He then said this dua that we normally would read. I'm doing the translation of the dua that we did many times now. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha. Or in this case, alhamdulillahi alladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. Till the end, we'll just explain the translation. He then said, pure is Allah Ta'ala who has placed this at our service. All praise is to Allah Ta'ala who has placed this at our service, whereas we would never have been able to control it. And our return will surely be to our Allah. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. And our return will surely be to our sustainer. He then said, all praise be to Allah. So after he read this dua, he said, Alhamdulillah, 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 3 times. Who was it? Ali radiallahu anhu. He then said, glory be to Allah. After this, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, Subhanaka inni zalamtu nafsi faghfir li innahu la yaghfiru. After saying Alhamdulillah 3 times, he read this part, Subhanaka inni zalamtu nafsi faghfir li innahu la yaghfiru. So the dua is a little bit different here, but the other dua that we did where you start off with Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha, that dua in effect covers this part also. So anyway, this is what Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said. So after saying all praise, after saying Alhamdulillah 3 times, he said, Allah Ta'ala is the greatest 3 times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He then said, glory be to Allah, the translation of this part. Glory be to you. I have wronged myself, so forgive me. Wallah, I have wronged myself, so forgive me. None forgives sins besides you. He then smiled and was asked, O Amirul Mu'mineen, why did you smile? Even that smile also didn't go unnoticed by Ali ibn Rabi'a rahmatullah alayh, who was seeing this. Even that smile of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu didn't go unmissed. So he asked him, then why did you smile? So he replied, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing as I did, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he was also looking to see what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this dua, he also smiled. So imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it, I'm doing it, the person that is looking at me, my student, he is also doing it. So these sort of things you learn only if there is direct contact, not if there is online classes. In these online classes, can you see the ustad smiling? So these things you learn when there is direct contact, heart to heart, person to person, the personal touch is there. So this touched him and he's asking Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, why you smile? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing as I did, and then he smiled. So he's saying, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu saying, when I saw this, I also asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why did you smile? In other words, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu didn't just allow that smile of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go without an explanation. He said, I also asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why did you smile? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, your sustainer marvels, he is so to speak, impressed at his servant when he says, forgive me for my sins, knowing full well that no one other than Allah forgives sins. And a sustainer, when a slave says this to his Allah Ta'ala, that forgive my sins, knowing full well that no one other than Allah forgives his sins, Allah Ta'ala gets so happy with this. He gets so excited with this. So therefore, he's saying that because of this, I smiled. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. One other thing we learn from here is how happy Allah Ta'ala gets to forgive. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time he's willing to forgive. One other thing we learn is that on the travel also, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is teaching us the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person is worried about his sins, he's worried about his gunas, that oh Allah forgive my gunas. You think a person will ever get caught up in gunas in the travel if he's worried about his gunas being forgiven? So Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, especially this modern modes of transport. The more entertainment is starting to be put in, whether it's cars, you must have those screens with those videos and everything playing, whether it's an infotainment on the aeroplanes, and now when a person is going on ships and cruises, etc., there's so many other big television screens and cinema screens and these screens and those gadgets that we've got in our hands in terms of the cell phone. The entertainment is there all the time. A person is even forgetting that, where am I heading for? Where am I going? And sometimes a person can be in the Haram Sharif and he's forgetting where he is. Here they are on an animal traveling on a journey, not forgetting where they are. Sometimes we can be in front of Kaaba Sharif and we're forgetting where we are because of this gadgetry and because of all the gunas that are being displayed. So we should be on guard with our eyes, our ears, all the time in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will protect us from all this evil of photography, of videos, and all the sin that it brings with it. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.